Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome to Intrepid Heroes as we continue our playthrough. Oh, Lord. As we continue to play through Starfinder playtest, second edition adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I know how to talk my words good. When last we left our heroes, they had defeated an assembly ooze was trying to steal and dismantle your equipment, but you smashed that thing to pieces.
Plus
a robot, indeed, which may have been slightly, I don't know if that was more of a threat or not. But and then one of the ghost couriers sort of came up to you and says, oh, there's something weird happening over there. Maybe someone got kidnapped, but a tour group that was coming through here that got kidnapped, and there's some weird chanting and smells, and maybe there's some occult nonsense happening. So you decided to go check it out. And as you split the party, sort of, a couple of people in the up in the catwalk and a couple of people down on the main floor approaching the same room from different angles, discovered that there must something, you know, here, something spooky going on. People saying, you're suffering. We'll feed the newborn. You decided, now we're going to spring into action, only to be met with the fact that the door is locked.
Yep.
Now, Steph, before we begin, I did put a little light on your token.
I see.
Calm light doesn't give off that much. It's just a little bit of light so you can at least see where you are here. Everyone else down in the corridor has your flashlights and whatnot. But what do you want to do right now?
How does one defeat a locked door?
We break it down.
Quietly. How does one quietly defeat a locked door?
A lot of these doors are electronic, so you could hack into it using computers.
All right. Okay. I will go up and attempt to hack into the computer parts of this, except people are in the way. I can't move.
Well, I will step out of the way and say,
somebody get out of the way.
Yeah, you are defeating the purpose of glory in battle.
Right. He's simply opening the way to glory in battle.
Yes. I will show you the way to glory. I will
this is
attempt
not
to
cinematic.
All right. I'm going to, and this is a risky standard, right?
Yes, indeed. Risky standard.
I am defeated by the door, maybe.
Here's what, Cyril, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get the door open. I'm giving you the classic good thing, bad thing. You get in there and it sparks a bit, like someone maybe programmed it or programmed it weird, because as you're getting to the sort of like the console, which would normally be just sort of a touchpad, but has a sort of ability to be locked, sort of hacking that, the screen flashes up again. It is awake. and the door opens, but like far louder than you would expect it to.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps even like partially kind of like you're kind of maybe leaning up against it, you kind of like you stumble forward a little
bit.
In this room, you can see mold everywhere. It is a cargo bay, essentially, right? There's crates and whatnot, but there's also this mildewy smell and the faint sound of dripping water from the ceiling that is sort of feeding this bright sort of purple mold and mushrooms that are everywhere. In the far corner, there's a pair of Sheeran and a Skittermander and a Ghost's Tours jacket sort of crouched in the corner and bound by hand and foot. In front of them is this android woman who turns and looks at you as the door kind of opens. She is wearing a cloak, a sort of a gorget, basically, a sort of a neck piece that sort of looks like it might be made out of metal, and a skin tight sort of jumpsuit. And she's got this, she's holding this a circular weapon. It's kind of bladed on one end. It kind of looks like she might be also able to throw it. A chakram, one might say. But definitely sort of an electronic looking one, right? It looks, it's not quite completely a round shape.
Chakram.
Possibly shocking, possibly chakram. And then also three tattooed individuals, bald heads, all of them, holding guns and kind of like, you know, light of fervor in their eyes as they're just sort of like chanting along with one another. Also right here in the center of the room, there's a dead body. This body looks like it might be one of the cultists because he's sort of dressed in the sort of same fashion, tattoos and this sort of weird cloaks and whatnot. But he's and he's not, doesn't look like wounded or anything. He's just actually laying there with this horrific grictus grin almost. It's almost a grin, almost a grimace of pain, and just so. But it's like the neck might be bulging out a little bit. So what we're gonna do here is have everyone roll initiative.
Let's have
everyone into the old initiative tracker here.
Initiative tracker,
which I should have done beforehand. Apologies. Alrighty, everyone in there. I'm gonna roll for my NPCs.
So many dice.
Yes. So many things happening everywhere. Dice flying across the screen on Foundry.
Dogs and cats and now living
gone.
Together.
Dogs and cats, and now they're gone. Let's begin. Jode, again, you're pretty early, high up in the initiative. Great initiative rolls. It's the life of the soldier. But you're way at the end of the far end of the corridor. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm not.
You can kind of see this mold. You can actually see one of the individual cultists. At the end of the hall, basically.
15, 20. I do have to get a lot closer. I'm in a hall, though, and I can't go there, correct? Yeah, that's a wall.
Yeah, that's a wall.
So if I get to here,
mm-hmm.
That puts me, I'm trying to remember how to, okay, so is the back corner here where the,
yeah,
that's where the prisoners are.
You can see this is a Sheeran. And by the way, I'll show you this tour guide art. This guy does not have a gigantic gun and three grenades, but this is the art provided here for Anton.
That is one kind of serious tour guide.
That's adorable.
No, wait, but he's got a flower and all that, but
that's Raz.
Except the art used for Raz. Much.
Looks a little bit like Raz.
Sure, I mean, does.
He was an envoy. He was very charismatic. I can believe it. And he had a lot of guns.
That's his bro. That's his distant cousin, Czar.
Alrighty. So it seems to me that I am 45 feet away from this. The only person I can see that isn't a prisoner.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I got a lot of 30-foot range things. So I'm going to move up, and then maybe I will move up again.
Get fully into the room.
Get fully into the room. Like there. So that's two actions. And okay. this is one of the guys that look like they're, you know, maybe doing
cultists.
Cultists. I don't know. They look.
He's
like
got a laser pistol.
Sound checks for a metal band, maybe. I am going to shoot him. That'll teach him.
Okay.
That'll teach him good.
That will. Maybe.
Oh, that's not going to teach him anything. except to be confident in their going to miss. Aberrant beliefs, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. I will miss. And then eagerly wave for my friends to get in and then realize I put myself in the exact same situation as last time where I rushed into the room to be a target.
Well, Dr. Dumais is next.
Yes, I'm going to cast my quantum field 15-foot radius centered right there.
Nice.
Ready.
Right there. Don't. So I'll spend an action doing that. Yeah, so... Everybody, my buddies get a +5 movement speed in there, and my non-buddies get a -5 movement speed.
Ha ha!
So, and I'm going to cast an Eldritch Lance with all my right. next against this dude right there.
Okay.
So how do I mark him as a target?
You just hover over him and press T.
Oh, hover and T. Okay. All right, and I'm going to spell him.
Roll that attack roll. All
right. Attack!
For your beam of mind-assaulting Eldritch energy.
Yes.
Hey, that's going to hit with a 19. Pretty good.
Sweet.
All right, and then I'm going to try to damage him.
All right, roll that damage. Mental damage coming at me.
Nice. 8.
Pretty good.
8.
Mental he clutches
damage.
His head. No, the newborn, protect me. And as he says so, he slumps down.
Ha ha! And that is all the actions I will take this round.
Okay.
And the name of the newborn, get them.
Oh, they have an envoy.
this guy here. Moves as slow as he can, as slow as he needs to be. Sort of like off to the corner here.
I don't like that.
Takes a shot. I'm just going to take a shot at Vic here. And oops. And then I think he's going to take cover. Oop, 13 is going to miss. So the laser blast zooms by your head, and then he takes cover.
Phew.
Behind that set of barrels there, right in the corner.
Next victim.
Okay, just going to say what comments cover. All right, Eswar.
All right, I am going to move up to about here, I think.
All right. One moment before you continue, move into the room and you basically step close to some of this fungus.
Mm-hmm.
As you do, it explodes. It basically hit a. Yes, thank you. These spores come flying out everywhere. As a matter of fact, everybody within 10 feet of this spot here, let's say.
Oh, phew.
Which is which is Vic and Eswar. We need to make me a fortitude save, please.
And this is against
a poison, an inhaled poison.
An inhaled poison. Now I'm an android.
Sure, and
does that still affect me?
I don't know. What do you have? Oxygen?
I gotta look at my android stuff.
Man.
I got a 21 fortitude save.
Pretty good.
All right. So I thought with androids, they don't have the
constructed
+1 versus +1 poisons and diseases and stuff.
Great. So you click that box when the attempt comes. Mark, you seem fine. You don't inhale it. You don't just immediately start inhaling poison.
Good. You know, I've got that scarf over my mouth.
Oh yeah, true.
That helps.
Oh, yeah, it helps.
I love the clarification of seem fine.
Trying to find the saves on this sheet here. I'm sorry. It's a fortitude, you said?
Yes, fortitude. Don't forget your androiditude +1.
Yeah, sure. I'm looking at the actions list.
It would be under, if you're going up top, it's going to be under attributes.
Okay, I'll just go under attributes then. Okay.
Yeah. The bottom.
I see survival. I see perception.
Keep going down.
I got to close this other thing here.
Fortitude.
Oh, it's way down there. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. and add a plus one.
It'll probably ask you if constructed applies, and you can just click that button. Yeah, so basically there's a little button there that says on or off for
constructed. Oh, it looks like it's just on. No, it's crossed out.
Well, then click the little radio button next to it to turn it on, the little, okay. little switch.
All right. All that for a...
A 15. Hooray.
50.
All right. You end... you begin hallucinating.
Ooh, I like this.
And this is not good. You feel like you are being sort of like the suffocated in a cocoon.
Oh no!
This is not good. This is not a reality I like.
It's not a reality. You take 4 mental damage, and you are confused for 1 round.
All right.
We'll get to what that means when it is your turn. Eswar, you may finish your turn. You have 2 more actions.
Okay. Well, we're gonna see if this is a bad idea or not. But Eswar clenches his fist and concentrates really hard and uses his black hole ability.
Whoa.
He'll be targeting all 3 of the bad guys. I think I'm close enough. 30-foot radius.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big they game. Will each make a DC 17 fortitude save. Okay. And the effects will depend on their success or failure.
Let's start with the disciples. One gets a success.
Okay. So he is pulled 5 feet towards me.
All right. I think also there's some damage, so roll that damage.
Yes, there's also damage. Where's the little damage button?
I have, unfortunately, all succeeded, so I'm only going to take half of this damage.
Okay.
And only be pulled 5 feet towards you.
They take scoot damage.
It's just kind of like...
so I rolled 6. They'll take 3 each, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And they each are moved 5 feet towards me.
Whoop. And this guy's kind of pulled out of cover.
Ah.
Yep.
We'll say. Terrific.
Was hoping for a little bit better, but that's not bad. It's not bad.
Not bad at all. You've injured them all, basically. So it's
yeah.
I think pulling that guy out of cover was a great use of that.
Pulling the guy out of cover, I like that.
Yep. And back into the warped reality of Dr. Dume. All right, Zostra, you... it took probably a couple moments. I forgot to check with the 2 of you in the catwalk there. Did you want to inch a little bit closer before this all started?
We had actually fallen asleep and
fair enough.
Just waiting.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, for me at least, I'm waiting for them to make the move, because I know they're the ones that are opening the door, and you know, once I see action, that's when I was going to kind of wait for, which you know the order seemed to support, but yeah,
and sure did. So you hear all this happen, you're basically right at the edge of the catwalk to with the platform that overlooks the entire room,
but I can't see anything. I can't see any of the room from here.
No, you can't. You have to
all I can see is this section.
Got to get it yourself into place.
Okay, because the catwalk is actually blocked off. Then it's
right,
a hallway
or
something.
It's not. This part of the catwalk is not inside the room. Basically.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. How high is the catwalk off the?
It's about 20 feet.
Ah, damn. Okay, I can fall 15 feet without taking any damage. So
there's nowhere to fall where you currently are, but once you get to the other side,
right?
You know,
well, I'm gonna step forward a little bit to see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I've got a good view of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. People back in the corner.
Yeah.
Looks like there are some of our group here.
It's a couple dead bodies already. A
couple dead bodies. This guy is how far away from me? I'm probably just going to be up on the catwalk doing stuff. So I'll move enough to...
Okay. You do a little turn up there on the catwalk.
On the catwalk.
Yeah, I'll just do a catwalk.
Flip your hair. Don't forget.
I move over to give Star Child some space. And how far away is they? That's the farthest one. Actually, okay. So I see sort of the. Where's the different one? I'm trying to.
Her right here.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Sort of the middle one. Yeah.
Okay, so the middle one is that. Let's see. I am. I've got to zoom in so I can see those lines to see my how far away I am.
She's 40 feet away from you, not that's not counting the up and down. Yeah, yeah, but
yeah. So normally my yeah, okay, my weapon is 40 foot range. And that one is.
That one's probably 40 feet with the height.
With the height. Okay, let me go to the closest one then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll shoot at the closest one then, because I'm going to go ahead and do the. Where are my abilities?
Another hampering shot.
Yep. A weakening shot.
Weakening shot, yes.
Yes. Nice. Not a weak shot, a weakening shot. Let's
we'll see how you do with the roll.
Which lets me do an aim. Which we apply the effect to me. And then roll the strike. So here come the strike. Here we go.
Yeah, that is a hit. For a 20.
Sure. Yeah, good job.
20 is a hit.
And let's just give you some damage while we're at it. Since they're my mark, they can get that much.
You shoot that guy's like square in the head.
Nice.
He goes down, slumps to the ground. And now exactly. The one in the middle is just, she's beginning to look around and may like look a little scared.
Starchild, come on in.
Our plan is totally working, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. I will move for my first action. Oh, look at all this. Look at all these things I can see that I haven't been able to see.
You can let go of my tail now.
Yeah. Yeah, I should do that.
Not a free action.
But it's so fluffy. I
know, right? Fresh to drop.
Starts channeling spells through me. I am not your familiar.
You notice me nibbling right at the very end of it. Okay. So my cantrip says range 30 feet. Does that mean I have to be within 30 feet to use it?
That is correct.
Okay. Then I am instead going to get him on this person.
That is Eswar.
That was me.
Not Eswar. Let's not do that. That would be me. Sorry. That one?
No worries.
Hey, we like that guy.
I do like Eswar. I actually really do. Okay, so I think this is the closest opponent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to shoot my gun.
All right.
To follow up on the... Wait, hang on. I think I might have hit the wrong thing. Nope, that's the right thing. There we go. That's not going to go wide, yeah.
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 Terrific.
Although I suppose... Starchild, your confusion is warranted because they're supposed to be the cultists, but right? Vic came in and shot a lance of eldritch energy drawn from between the dark space between the stars, and then Eswar came in and used the power of a black hole in order to pull everybody in. I mean,
yeah.
We were on the corridor, so we didn't see any
of that. Right. That's right. Yeah. You didn't see that we're sort of cultist adjacent.
Indeed. So this this woman she just begins screaming, the newborn, give me strength. You can see like her pupils kind of go completely wide. That's where you basically you're right near her, and her like little flecks of spill begin forming at her mouth. Uh-huh.
Don't let her bite you. She got rabies.
Then why not?
Bring it.
Steps forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come right over here. That's right.
Uses her chakram to strike at you. Yeah. Ooh, a 22.
Well, that'll hit me.
You. You're gonna take some damage from this, and I need a will save from you.
All right.
7 points of slashing damage as she slashes across your arm.
Yeah. So that was a 12 will save.
12. Right. Well, this metal touches your flesh and cuts you, right? And you're bleeding a little bit, but there's also just sort of like something else about this metal that is begins sort of clouding your mind.
Okay.
It essentially kind of, I don't know, burns a little bit. And you are stupefied one.
Oh, dear.
For a round. Might not deal with you. It's mostly for, yeah, you know, intelligence and wisdom and charisma stuff, but we'll see. So that's her turn.
Does that prevent me from taking a reaction?
No, it does not.
Okay, so my Nimbus Surge, which is a reaction.
Okay.
We'll see. Gets a DC 17 Fortitude save or is pushed 5 feet away from me.
Okay. I failed that big time.
Okay.
Just sort of directly away? Like that? Just sort of diagonally away?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be like there? Just sort of
there is fine, probably.
Okay. She's pushed back by the power of the black hole that you possess.
Which means she's not going to hit me again.
Well, she can come back, maybe, if she survives this. But it is Kryzek's turn.
I mean, not this turn.
The glory of... Yeah, nope. Fair enough.
Yeah, damn it.
Well, that's okay. That was her last action anyway.
Oh, I thought she had one more.
No, she went into a frenzy step.
Okay.
She's kind of raging already.
So, yeah.
Come on, Kryzek, it's glory o'clock.
Totally is.
There's still a guy in here.
Yes, two guys in here.
Two.
One of undetermined gender, I think.
Okay.
Fair enough.
There's another guy.
Is this person?
Her. Yeah, and her and the other. Yeah. Okay.
And that guy.
All right. I'm going to swap out my weapons.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to use my stellar. Oh, I'm gonna enjoy this so much. My stellar cannon.
Oh boy.
I like the sound of it.
I'm gonna attack her because I think I can put the burst on her.
Is it a burst or because bursts generally you target a
point,
a grid intersection, right?
Yeah.
All right. How big is this burst?
10 foot.
Are you gonna get one of the?
No, it's gonna miss.
Can you get the other cultist?
It really is. Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Look at that.
There you go.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Perfect. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hits the bad guys, misses all of us. Love it.
Okay. How does this? I don't know. Area effect here. Do you roll to hit both of them? How does this work?
All right. Attack with the weapon you're wielding. Target one creature within the range. Roll the attack roll for using. Compare the result to the
But you roll once and compare the result to each of them.
To the target's AC.
Okay, do it.
Fire away.
Why is it? All right. So I've drawn it, but it won't let me actually. It doesn't give me an attack.
Oh, that is interesting. Oh, put it in both your hands.
Oh, there it is. It's a two hand thing. Okay.
It's a two hand.
It's a two hand. Yeah.
But I think there's no like. I don't think the rules are very clear about like you're swapping a two handed thing for a two handed thing. It makes sense that you can whoosh, pull it out with two hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I will do that. Do we have star points?
We sure do. You got two hero points, y'all.
I'm going to use it.
Why not? That was an 8.
Yeah, that was a 3 on the die. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been rolling very well.
That's okay. Thanks to the low reroll house rule.
Oh,
that perfect. Is a hit. Because there's another 3 on the roll, but the plus 10. So, so roll that damage. And they both take the damage, right? We'll make sure we're getting this right.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Minimum damage?
You're such a minimalist.
Goodness gracious.
All right, well.
No amount of hero points solves the 1 on the die.
That is true. Thanks to the get them an additional point of damage, so 2 total. And I think they're both suppressed. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, suppressed. Suppressed away. Okay. Oof. Still.
So much potential there.
Bam! There's a big loud noise, and everyone's like, oh God, it's going to look horrible. And then and everyone uncovers their eyes, and it's just a little, they got a little scratched.
So that was right. Come in.
Oh, yeah, is it come in, swap. Or swap free? Swap shoot. A free for you?
Swaps mm-hmm. for free.
Okay, swap it for free.
And then
shoot.
Shoot. So I am going to reload.
Okay.
Junk. Yeah, use the non-confetti ammo this time.
Yep.
Alrighty. Jode.
Alrighty. Well, that SWAR is not nearly as hurt as I would have expected.
Yeah.
So, SWAR, you good?
I'm stupefied.
Oh, that's true.
Can't I'm, cure I'm, that.
No. I mean, I'm okay. It hurt, but I'm okay.
All right. Well, then let me predict some bludgeoning damage mm-hmm. into the cult leader there with injury okay. echo.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
So I will do injury echo bludgeoning. And if you can make a basic will for me, please.
I will make a save. Oh, that was so close to actually being a success. A 12.
Alrighty.
This is a fail.
It is going to be a couple of things. First, it is 5 bludgeoning damage. And as we heard last time, if you take bludgeoning damage, you'll get 1d4 bleed.
Well, it doesn't really matter because as you bring back this injury that she already took from like being pulled and pushed around and whatnot.
Oh, that's right. Oh, wow.
It knocks her down.
And
cracks her head on the crate behind her. Definitely dead.
All right. Well, that okay. was a surprisingly loud injury echo.
You got one more action.
I do. I'm going to use it to move up closer to the people. Let them know, hey, we're here to get you out of here. Okay. Now, I'm not starting in the warp reality, so I don't get the extra 5 feet. Is that right?
That's right. I think you need to start in it, yeah.
Four. So I'll go to there. That's
As you move through that space,
okay,
you step on another, basically another explode burst occurs.
Oh, no!
Of poisonous spores.
Spory night.
So let's see, 10 feet. I need you and Eswar to make another fortitude save.
Another fortitude save, and as I stupefied...
Except I'm bad at those.
Well, no, fortitude save is not going to be affected
okay.
by...
I rolled well.
You did, what are you talking about? Yep. Yeah, 22 there, Jode.
All right, I feel like I'm okay.
You're okay. Fortitude save is only going to... stupefied is only going to affect the other ones.
Okay, I got a 10.
You want to keep that?
Hero point?
No, I don't really want to keep that. I'd like to spend a hero point.
Spend that hero point.
Yeah, okay. Do it.
Hold on here.
Remember, if you right-click on the final result, it'll bring up a little menu to say reroll with hero point.
Oh.
And that'll spend the hero point from your character sheet. And stuff on.
Let me see.
And it will also apply the...
apply the low
house rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not doing that. Or at least I'm not...
Did you start another?
Yeah. Do you have any other pop ups open?
For
the game.
I've got a character sheet open.
Yeah, that's not gonna be it. Here we'll just do this. Do. There it goes.
Okay.
So thanks to the plus 10, that is also success, and so the two of you are
yay.
Fine.
Oh, great.
Okay. Yay.
Right, but you know who's not fine?
Who's not fine?
Somebody who didn't remember we had hero points.
Yeah.
You, I have to get somebody with this. Yes. You
I'm confused.
Confused, which means you're off guard, but you... sorry, where is it? There we go. You don't treat anyone as your ally currently, and you can't delay, ready, or use reactions. You use... Hey, why'd you get rid of confused?
Oh, I was just reading it, and I click on it.
Well, yeah, that was on. There we go. You have to take all your actions to strike or cast offensive cantrips, so you can, if you need to draw a weapon or whatever, that would be a thing. And the targets are determined randomly.
Oh, no.
So what are you going to, what's the first thing Dr. Dumais would do?
Oh, I like Eldritch Lance a lot.
I like Eldritch Lance a lot. All right, okay.
Lance so, a lot.
That is a, what's the range on that?
Ouch. 30.
Okay.
30.
Let's see how far that is. Oops, that is not what I wanted to do. Okay, Jode is in there. Okay, so your choices are randomly Krychek, Eswar, or Jode. 1 to 2, Krychek. 3 to 4, Eswar. 5, 6, Mr.
Wait,
Jode.
But none of these are good options.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, it's only 3.
I object to all of those myself.
Well, that's a 5. So you're going to shoot your Eldritch Lance at your Aslanti friend there. Or Aslanti enemy. No, it's all confusing.
Or whoever that guy is.
Some Aslanti
whoever
guy.
That is.
Hey, it says specifically right. In the condition I can still consider you an ally, and I do.
There's an evil guy out there. I need to kill him.
It's like, so you feel like you're being, this cocoon is pressing around you. And
on my brain.
Sort of, well, you miss.
I think I need to hit.
No, wait. Whoa, no.
You got a hero point that?
You begin sort of like maybe mentally kind of like struggling to get out of this. So that's why you're using your offensive abilities to get out. And then one of them just kind of like jets towards Jode, but misses.
Do androids dream of electric sheep? I wonder.
Do you have any
that's a good question.
Weapons?
Yes.
Dume, do you have one out currently?
I have one out all the time.
What is it?
I have a glove, actually.
A punching glove?
A punching glove. Yeah, a shock pad.
A shock pad. Very good.
Well, it narrows things down.
Okay, so it does. I would like you to make a the final action. You're going to make a melee attack against Krychek here because now you're just
there's geez. another evil one here.
Just a Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
I need to strike. How does that let me strike? I kind of want to.
It is the number underneath the word sheath is the strike.
So
bonus. Yeah, the +3.
Oh, yeah. Punch.
Miss. Okay,
I need
so
to
help just kind
both
of
those, man.
thrashing about. Though, unfortunately, affected by the poison, I need you to make a fortitude save at the end of your turn.
All right. I've done all my actions, so I'm going
yes, you
to
have.
I'm going to go ahead and do the save. And this is under effects? No. Skills? No. Attributes?
Attributes.
Yes.
Yep.
Fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I plus one. I forgot to add to that.
Plus one.
Yes.
Oh, because you're a robot. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, I'm an android. I'm not a robot.
You're an android. Fair enough. My apologies. My apologies.
All right.
My apologies. Your android brain, your positronic wires and circuits that are up there, fight
reset.
Against this.
Reset.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you're fighting against these hallucinogenic visions that have overcome you, and you as you come out of it, right? Which you do, the last thing you see is this planet exploding in space, and not quite like the way you would think, like a missile strike or anything with like fire and whatnot. It almost explodes in it like the way a piece of fruit would explode when it gets overripe. It bursts in this thick, wet kind of way. And then you snap out of it and everything is fine. You're no longer confused. Ooh,
my apologies, gentlemen. I wasn't quite myself there.
I knew you didn't really want to hurt us. That's why you didn't.
No, I would have hero pointed that if I did, yes.
I've got one more guy, but he is fanatical. He is going to take his shot again with the laser pistol at Eswar, mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
Natural one. Dude, it's not going to help anything.
Miss. Critical.
He's going to get back over here and take cover again. Yeah, we'll move there and have him take cover. Crouching behind the barrel, gun drawn. Eswar, it is your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid if I move to him, I'm going to trigger another one of those fungal things, but...
Yeah.
You can always attempt a like a perception check to make sure... I mean, it's going to be an action to do that, but if you want to see exactly where those things are, or maybe a occultism check, or some sort of... Or possibly a... If you have some kind of fungus lore.
No, but I'll try the perception check.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Why not? That's not so good. That's only a 9.
That's just where the stupefied comes into play, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You're not sure if you're going to, you know, there's fungus everywhere. You're not sure which of these bits of the fungus are ready to burst.
All right. Well, I'm not very smart right now, so I'm just going to go over to him.
Okay, great.
Feel free. Come on. There we go. Whoosh. And I will attempt to hit him.
All right. Got just hiding behind some barrels. Yep. Bring your flail up, up and over, smashing him in
22.
The head.
22.
Yeah, that's his hit.
Okay.
Well, thank God I took cover. Otherwise, that might have been a critical hit. But it doesn't matter because it
takes 10 points.
Bam! And knocks him down into the barrel, cracking his skull.
Okay.
And that's it. That's the end of the fight. Oh,
ta-da!
Wow.
That goes away. The Skittermander comes ambling out of the corner. Oh, no. They're bound.
Sorry, they're tied up.
They're
yeah.
bound hand and foot. Got yeah. It. They're like, thank the gods you've come. These people are crazy. They were going to sacrifice us to some god or something.
Yeah, that seemed to be the case. There's a lot of weird stuff going on there seemed to be connected to.
Well, we were just down here taking tour of the ghost levels. Everyone likes to see something spooky this time of year. And, I don't know what happened. It came in here, came out of nowhere and captured us.
You've outdone yourself this year.
This just happened. It wasn't part of the tour. That's what I've been trying to tell these two. And this Sheeran couple probably... Are just sort of like, you know, they're like, oh, this is very interesting. It's been very interesting. Hasn't it been Mildred? Oh, yes, it has been George.
Oh, they found the bonus attraction.
We're really glad
here.
That we were able to intervene before anything, you know, permanent happened. Did these cultists say anything else? Like, do you know where they're from or like what's going on?
Or about newborns being awake or anything like that?
Yes, that's they said that all the time. They were saying that all the time. Chanting and whatnot, says the Skittermander. It was downright terrifying. I've never seen anyone act in such a way.
Did you see this newborn?
I sure hope not. I don't think so.
Sounds like a very,
I don't know what, I don't
like
know
a
what,
very
I mean,
evil baby.
Yeah, I think I'd notice an evil baby if I saw one.
What about the one that's already lying there before we got here?
Yeah, oh, yes, that's right.
What happened to him?
He just sort of like was in this, walking through these mushrooms. He was deliberately inhaling the spores. He said it would open his mind and create some sort of apotheosis or something. And it killed him.
Anybody?
These other people.
Yeah, you got to be really careful with shrooms.
Can we examine him for?
Yeah, if you have someone with medicine could examine.
Maybe a doctor.
Lots of us have medicine.
Is he that kind of a doctor?
I have done some work in the medical field. I can examine this.
Dr. Dumay.
Just don't inhale this time.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna hold my breath.
His name isn't Mr. Dumay.
No.
How do I get back to the moving thing?
To go back to the top, the sort of square.
I got it. Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, you look like you're on the ruler.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to try to medicine here.
All right.
Can I aid that to be like, oh, maybe look here, look here?
I'm gonna use my hero point on that.
Yeah, right, good call.
Okay.
You got a plus one from Private Jode. All right,
so re-roll that with a hero point.
You can almost certainly improve on a 2.
plus one to that.
Almost
18.
18. You experienced the effects of these spores sort of firsthand and know that it actually like did physical damage to your body, right, when you inhaled
it. Yes.
It didn't just affect your mind. It actually like probably like... caused your lungs to like maybe not quite collapse exactly, but definitely sort of shrink. And you realize, oh, this guy like probably got like a whiff of it and then took another whiff of it and just sort of overdosed on this the spore poison.
Mm. Okay.
Purple wind of death.
Yes.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty awful.
But can, yeah, that's why he's got no markings on him to speak of, right? It's all internal injuries.
Yeah.
Can we tell where these spores came from? Are they just...
Yeah, do they grow here naturally, or...
I mean, this doesn't look supernatural. Like, sorry, it doesn't look very natural. It does look... Mm-hmm. But you know, it definitely looks like they were growing here. This is obviously not a mushroom farm in any way, right? But yes. it's some sort of like cargo bay, and like yeah, this water, there's some water dripping from the ceiling, probably from some pipes, just sort of like caused this mold to grow.
Yeah, they happen in these kind of conditions sporadically.
Preventive maintenance is very important on these sort of. Ships and things. It's very important, as you can see.
We'll have someone clean it up later.
Yes.
It most likely, you imagine that the sort of weird influence of the ghost levels being sort of semi, you know, interplanar, extra dimensional, caused these mushrooms to be more than just sort of like gross mold, you know, having this sort of like mental effect. Anyway, you might, untying us already or something like that?
Oh, that, I'm on that. I'm on
watch,
top of that.
Watch for mold over there. We don't want to stir it up for them.
Yeah, walk this path very carefully from here to there.
Sure. Yeah. You sort of step around the bigger patches of the mold. Can let them all free pretty easily. They're just sort of like zip ties that you can cut or whatever. Thank goodness. Where are y'all from?
Kind of all over.
It's the elevator.
Oh, right. You took an elevator down here?
I shift uncomfortably when asked where I'm from by anybody in the packed world.
You don't happen to know where there's an elevator to get out of here.
We're working on it. We're working
on it. That's what we're looking for, too. What do you usually do to get out of the ghost level?
We met somebody who's working on the power to restore power to the elevators.
So. But anyway, we had to rush in here. We couldn't really keep an eye on them because we needed to come in for you. But what do you usually, like you take the elevator down and then you just get back in it and you go back up?
Usually, yeah, you can just take an elevator to and from this place. Well, not this place. I've never seen these halls before, but usually just you go down to the ghost levels. It's kind of different every time, which is makes the tour exciting for me as well.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I love watching your footage. Well, you know, when I have the time.
Oh, yeah, you've seen some of our commercials, yes. Well, thank you. But the ghost tours here, everyone has to sign a waiver, of course, but we try to keep it safe, and this is definitely not safe. And he assures the Sharons that they'll get their credits back for this tour since it was not, since it was so dangerous. And they're like, oh, we loved it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a new experience. We loved it.
This is the deluxe tour.
Exactly. Or you hire somebody to pretend to kidnap you.
Yeah.
I eat my carapace.
for legal purposes, I do have to give you your credits back, just so you can't later on decide to instigate legal action. Anyway, can we get out of this fungus room? It stinks.
Yes, let's do that.
Just one second. I'd like to have a look at what the cult leader was carrying.
Sure. Yeah. Actually, all four of these people. Have on them these chakrams. The other guys were just using their laser weapons, but they all have one of these sort of weird chakrams made out of an unusual metal. If you want to give me a crafting check, maybe to see if you know anything.
Sure.
I can take a look at this as well.
Am I still stupefied?
Actually, that ended. That ended. So I should probably turn that off.
There we go.
I don't know much about these. These are unfamiliar design.
What crafting. Kind of check is it?
Crafting.
Just sort of a
knowledge check, yeah.
Well, I'm not very close. Could I still make it?
16.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I can't. Now my crafting's really bad. Oh. Never mind.
Krizek knows.
Well, whatever. 18. I'll have an opinion.
Krizek. Ooh, yeah, and Jode here. You all sort of are poring over this. Oops, I didn't do it. Sorry, I accidentally got rid of your solar weapon there, Mark. We'll deal with it later. You guys are looking over it. This stuff is sort of it's known as octurnite. It's not quite known so much as it is like a substance as it also is a forging process.
A
lifestyle.
A lifestyle. Yeah.
So it is like void damage or something.
What it does, it is literally like carved out of like a piece of Octurn itself, which is a kind of a weird planet, you know, weird kind of like.
Yeah, we saw that room with the.
With the model of the solar system, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The one that was sort of, it was indeed blinking in and out. And then it's sort of treated to be hard as metal because the most of the of Octurn is kind of like a. Almost kind of weird and fleshy.
Yeah.
And then although while it's just sort of a normal sort of martial weapon, you can throw it like a chakram. It does seem to possibly have this sort of like especially on a critical have a weird kind of like mental effect.
Oh.
It does seem that like you could learn how to use it in the same way that she was using it to mess up your mind, like with every hit. But for you, if you were to use it, it would only be on criticals.
Okay,
that the person would have to make a will save. There's four of them. If you want them,
I think we should gather them up.
I would like one.
Yes. Is there anything else in this cargo bay? Bay of cargo.
Interesting weapon, and I like weapons.
You can sort of.
I'll take one if nobody else is going to take it, but otherwise, it kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Oops, we'll give one to Krajak here.
I'm a little suspicious of them, so I would not like to take one.
Okay, I've given two to Eswar and one to Krajak and one to Starchild.
Can I take one of the laser pistols too?
Sure.
Oh,
is it a better laser pistol than my laser pistol?
And a magazine.
It's a standard.
Standard
laser pistol.
I can take the last chakram, I guess.
I would like a laser pistol as well. I don't have a laser pistol.
All right, let's do it. Let's get everyone some goodies.
Yay, goodies.
Nope, I already got a laser.
But would it be a perception check to search through here? Or?
No, you search through it. Yeah, I'm not going to make you roll. Because you search through the place and there's like all the crates are either empty or the stuff inside it is kind of like gross and rotted
and
away.
Gross.
Yeah. Nothing that may have been, maybe it was maybe food at one point.
This is not a cargo bay. It is a gross bay.
It is a gross bay. It is,
why not both?
Just give this give these things out to everybody. Scott, did you say you wanted to take a chakram as well or a laser pistol?
Sure, yeah, I'll take a chakram. I've got a laser pistol, although I should recharge mine. Is there a way to do those down here?
Actually, if you give it to me, I can recharge it. I'm a living battery.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That is very handy.
Mm-hmm.
Or however you charge it.
Okay, so it is a martial weapon. I don't know that I can use it anyhow, but...
Well, you can also sell it if you want.
Yeah. So I use my electric arc cantrip to charge it up.
Nice. How much does that recharge a battery?
Let me look. If the bat, sorry, I can't. I can't move my mouse again, or it goes away. You know,
It gets two charges. Per spell rank. Right now you only have spell rank.
Yes, it regains two charges per spell rank.
Yep.
Right. And right now it's rank one.
Doesn't seem like you could just do that indefinitely, but...
It's cantrip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, time would be the...
Yeah, every time I want to spend it. So every two actions, I guess. Every round.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else you want to do down here? In this room, or just head out of the see how that ghost courier is doing.
Yeah, check out the elevator.
Yeah, let's check out the ghost courier.
Okay, you head out there. She's sort of coming out of the maintenance bay, wiping her hands on like a oil-stained rag, and apparently she just had to change the oil in this breaker box. No, she comes out. She comes out with a with a pair of wire clippers, and she's like, "No, I think I got it all fixed." And she sort of throws a little, maybe like a, you know, an old Frankenstein switch.
yes, it's alive.
Breaker switch. And like, let's where's this elevator? Let's go check it out. Do you take everyone over there, basically?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jode, would you maybe patch me up a little bit?
I can. You're down 6 or 7, is that right?
7, yeah.
Okay.
That's half of my hit points.
I'm down 4. Is that a cantrip for you, Jode, to do that? Or
no, I just treat wounds, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
It takes 10 minutes, but, you know.
Well, we got to get everybody together.
We've been hanging out. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I will attempt to treat wounds as well on myself.
That's a failure.
No, I'm sorry. You're just going to die. Wait, no, let me.
You want to hero point?
Hero point it.
Hero point.
All right.
I don't know how I hero point.
If you right click on the. On the final result.
That's right.
That's right. Reroll with hero point.
Or just let Vic do it. Come on in here, Vic.
Yeah.
Vic's doing himself.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't. Okay. I didn't click treat wounds, so I didn't get the.
Well, you didn't get the 2d. Well, just roll 2d8, and we'll.
Yeah. I'll just all right. 2d8 then.
There you go. There's 9 points.
Oh yay! Price thank farm. You. I mean, I'm sure now we'll just be getting out of here, but
you don't want to leave stuff like that untreated. It can, you know, kind of carry over here. You did the right thing by.
Thank you. You could get infected with all that fungus.
Exactly.
Right.
Indeed.
Get
yeah.
spores in there.
It should have been 2d8, but 9 is about average anyway. So, okay. We'll just say you rolled a 9 there. So you guys all head out, and you head on down over to the elevator. Remember, this is sort of a larger, kind of almost like a funicular kind of cargo elevator situation. But it also has clearly has seats and consoles in it. You crowd yourselves in there. They get the ghost tour, tour guide, and the two Sheeran, tourists basically. Mm-hmm. The ghost courier, she's gonna go get her friend. And she says, "We'll take the next one," but it's all lit up. It's completely lit up and active, and you can just kind of. There's really only one button, one floor to choose on the sort of console.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
as you do I trust her?
I don't know. Do you?
That's up to
it's
you.
It's a little weird that she's not coming with us, right?
Well, she's got to go to her partner.
Should we wait? Does she want us to wait?
Well, and remember, they split up. That's kind of their thing is hanging around down here, right?
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, maybe not this particular level.
Yeah,
right?
Because it's a little weird.
But also, it's like it's pretty crowded in the elevator. That's why she says she'll just kind of go get her friend and get the next one.
I mean, she did tell us where the other ones are.
If you want to sense motive on her, you surely can roll a perception check, secret perception check, and I'll let you know.
Yeah,
if
I do.
If you think she's trustworthy?
I want to make. In fact, what I'm probably thinking is, well, maybe she just doesn't dare ask us to wait, and she wants us to wait. I don't. Perception isn't her skills, though.
It's technically an attribute.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But not the initiative one.
Oh, it says. Oh, you're right. Okay, I see that. Yeah. Oh my word. No, it's okay. When I clicked on it under attributes, it says there is no active encounter.
Yeah, that's the initiative one.
That's the initiative one. There's like a set of says perception underneath all of those skills.
Perception, diplomacy. Oh, there
it's about,
sorry,
right
about it. I had to scroll. Never mind. Secret. I'm sorry. I can't. Oh, there it is at the very bottom.
Yeah, probably brought up a thing. There you go.
There it is.
I mean,
secretive.
Well, you can sense that she's probably worried about her friend.
Okay, that's her genuine.
Her fellow ghost courier. It's been pretty genuine. Yeah, but she did look like she might be. She was a little torn for a second, and when the elders were like crowded, and her friend was kind of standoffish to y'all anyway.
Yeah.
A little bit. So she's like, oh, let's get the next. She's a little confrontation averse, basically, right?
Mm. Make sure though, because we can wait.
No, that's fine. It's fine. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. We've been down here.
They're fine. They're fine. Let's go ahead and go.
We can take care of ourselves.
Things are a little different down here than you're used to, though.
It is true, but this elevator will come back and get us. I hope. And you go in there and you press the button. Bing, ding. You can feel the elevator rising up. It seems to go a bit. Almost like, you know, you're not sure of like, is this really, how far deep were we? It goes for like about a minute or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dings open on a corridor. A sort of a different one that you, it's not a metal one, almost looks more, one would say, recently used. The sort of metal corridor with some steam pipes and like a bucket with a mop in it, some, you know, an old broken data pad, that kind of thing. And it just sort of, there's just really one path forward.
Okay.
Okay then.
And you march down that. And at one point, maybe there's a point where you're getting to feel like, oh, you're just walking for another, you know, 30 seconds, minute or so. Maybe one of you looks back, the elevator is gone.
Mm. Oh no.
Like it went down?
No, it's literally like it's a blank wall there now.
There is no
elevator. Well, that's a little weird.
Too bad about those couriers.
They're maybe not the ones stuck on this floor.
And you get to the end of this hallway. Basically, it's almost like a maintenance corridor, it seems like, with another set of doors. And as you push open those doors, you step out into, for some of you, a familiar area of Absalom Station. It's Little Akaton. There are shops open and people sort of wandering around. It is there's kind of like a artificial sort of day night cycle that's happening, and it seems to be like nighttime here. There's some sort of street lamps lit. You can hear the buzz of the sodium arc lamps, and people kind of walk around, kind of going about their business, although everyone, there's an air of like of tension. As you sort of open the door and get this view, all of your comm units just start beeping and buzzing and alarming. It looks like you've gotten about like 4 hours worth of missed messages at least.
Oh.
And news alerts, especially one that sort of comes up on everyone's here. Everyone says that says, news alert, Absalom Station under total lockdown after mysterious effect. And that's where we're going to end it for this episode. Hmm.
Oh, the mystery is going to last a long time. I can't stand it.